Listening, Unit 12, page 152, D.
You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear 2 friends talking about an accident.
That's a bad burn on your arm. What happened?
Yes, it's nasty, isn't it? Stupidly, I scalded myself with some hot water earlier as I was washing the dishes. Really, I should have been more careful.
Shouldn't you do something about it?
I already have. I ran it under the tap for 10 minutes and put some ice on it, but it's still really red.
Maybe you should apply some cream to it.
Perhaps I will.
Does it hurt?
Actually, it's starting to hurt quite badly.
2. You hear a doctor giving a talk.
There's a very good reason why people say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. After 6, 7, or if you're lucky, 8 hours of sleep, your body and brain need some fuel to power up and prepare them for the day ahead. Like a car, you can't run on an empty fuel tank. You need some petrol. Plus, breakfast is good for you. According to researchers, those who eat breakfast are less likely to have blood sugar problems. Also, some breakfast foods, such as grains, seeds, and dried fruit, provide vitamins and minerals that are hard to find in other foods.
3. You hear a sports commentator at a football game.
Suarez is taking the ball from the referee. He's placing it carefully. I think he's hoping to strike it. He's having a word with his captain, Gerard. The captain is nodding his head, so Suarez will take the penalty. If he scores, Liverpool will lead 2-1, and they desperately need a win after their shock defeat at Fulham last weekend to keep their title hopes alive. Back now to Suarez. He kicks the ball and... oh, he's missed! He's furious and he's shouting. But what's this? The referee is showing him a yellow card for unsportsmanlike behaviour? Oh dear.
4. You overhear a woman talking about her weight loss. So, how did you drop all that weight?
Not in the usual way, that's for sure. There was no diet or exercise for me. I got a tummy bug out in Africa and I lost my appetite. Not only was the thought of food disgusting, but whenever I did eat, and only just the tiniest amount, I would become violently ill and throw up. Honestly, I have never felt so wretched in all my life, and the antibiotics took ages before they had any effect. I was so tempted to get on the first plane out of there, but I would have let the others down if I'd done that.
5. You hear 2 friends talking about their favourite teams.
The Reds are going to win it this year. You just watch.
Don't be ridiculous. You haven't won the basketball title in years, and nothing's going to change now.
Why not? We brought some great players and spent a lot of money, actually.
That's true, you have. But are they the right players? Expensive doesn't necessarily mean good. Take my team. The Greens have spent less money than any other major club in Europe, and we're still the champions.
You will never let me forget that, will you? But one day, oh, one day, we'll be holding up that trophy. Just you wait and see.
6. You hear a girl telling a friend about her ambitions.
I was doing a degree in pharmacy at first. Why? Because I had an interest in chemistry and healthcare and wanted to become a research scientist. As a young child, I was attracted to the idea of putting on a white coat and mixing chemicals in a lab. It seemed really brainy and important work. And it is, but I changed. I discovered that I really enjoyed communicating with people and solving their problems. I was very good at this and began to realise that a career in medicine would be better for me. So now I'm applying to become a doctor.
7. You hear a radio interview about a winter activity.
Meet 78-year-old Elsie Smith. She's a very brave lady. Elsie thinks nothing of taking a dip in freezing cold water. Why not, Elsie?
Oh, it's very refreshing. It clears your head and helps you to concentrate. Plus, I wear a wetsuit, so I don't get the full impact of the cold water.
What advice would you give to anyone thinking of taking up winter swimming?
Well, firstly, be sensible about where you swim and never swim alone. Enter the water in stages, not all at once, as that can shock your body. Oh, and never ever attempt it if you have a heart condition. 8. You overhear two friends in a restaurant.
Some interesting items on the menu, don't you think? Pork with pineapple and celery? Twice fried chips, I bet they're delicious.
Aren't you supposed to avoid fried food?
I can eat small amounts, no problem. It's dairy I have to be careful about. I've got an allergy.
That must make life a bit difficult. I mean, dairy's in everything. What do you do if you're invited to dinner?
I just eat what I can and leave the rest. I'm used to it now.
Does it bother you if someone's eating it in front of you?
No, not at all.
In that case, I'll have the cheeseburger.